Rhythm of the Night by Henry Jones, Jr. Rated NC-17. Read by Azriel Jones. Dance hall music pounded against the walls, in his ears and in his veins. A throbbing, steady beat that pulsed in his cock, rigid against the zipper of his jeans. His black t-shirt was damp with sweat and clung to his body. His raven hair was a riot of wet curls, having dunked his head under the faucet in the kitchen earlier on his trek for more beer. The sense of sweat, smoke, and sex filled his nostrils and invaded his pores. Bodies writhed in an imitation of dancing, fornication without clothing. A lean, masculine form pressed tightly against his side, licking his ear and with an erection digging into his hip as they waited in line for the bathroom. Heavy-lidded green eyes scanned the frat house, looking through walls and watching skeletons dance. A dead man's party. Leave your body and soul at the door. Clark Kent laughed to himself and wrapped an arm around his boyfriend's waist. He had a contact high, drunk from the enthusiasm and wild behavior of the others more than from the mass quantities of alcohol he'd consumed. The Beta House was packed to the rafters, Greeks and guests spilling from every room on both floors. Clothing became optional over an hour ago as the music got louder and the students more intoxicated. Black lights, strobe lights, and rainbow balls splashed the whitewashed paneling with dizzying colors. Clark's smile was a dazzling white in the darkened hallway, and he turned his head and captured Lex Luthor's titillating tongue between his teeth. Sparkling blue eyes focused hazily on his, and the tip of the caught tongue wiggled behind his teeth. The pale pearl of Lex's head seemed to glow iridescently in the shadowed hall. A grin stretched back pink lips, exposing a row of nearly perfect teeth. Clark released the captive tongue and bathed in the smile that remained. The bathroom door opened behind him, and Lex shoved him inside and the previous occupant out. The half-bath stunk of puke and piss and sex, but Clark still inhaled sharply as Lex locked the door and dropped to his knees. Leaning against the pedestal sink, Clark stared hungrily at the man in shimmering lavender working the fastenings on his jeans. Lex was intoxicated enough to give him a blowjob in a frat house bathroom at a party he hadn't even wanted to attend to begin with. Clark's powers of persuasion, puppy dog eyes and pouty lips, had convinced Lex to come, and now Clark was going to come in that wicked Luther mouth. Lex wasted no time in swallowing him down. As soon as Clark's erection sprang free from the confines of his jeans, Lex's hot mouth was around him, his tongue laving the skin of the shaft for an easier slide. Lex's lips stretched thinly around the mouthful of cock, cheeks hollowing as he began to suck. The bald head bobbed to the beat filtering through the door, and Clark lost himself in the rhythm. His cock throbbed to the bass music, Lex's tongue playing him fast and hard. Electric chords of pleasure strummed his finely tuned nerve endings. He moaned in vocal accompaniment, a primal sound of lustful abandonment resonating against the tile walls. Clark's eyes rolled back as the bliss reached crescendo. The sharps and flats of teeth and tongue created the perfect pitch and sent Clark spiraling into ecstasy with a disharmonic wail. Lex's grin was sinful, and he licked his lips like a large cat savoring the cream. Clark's nostrils flared, and he hauled Lex to his feet into a savage kiss. He tasted himself on the sickly sweet concoction of purple punch and Everclear. A rapping on the door broke them apart, and Clark tucked himself away. Lex grabbed his hand and opened the door. The music segued into another song. Beyond the walls, real excitement waits. Lex forced his way through the writhing, sweaty throng of revelers, dragging Clark behind him. They reached the front door and escaped outside. The fresh air hit Clark like a slap, the nighttime temperature cooling his heated skin. Instead of sobering, the cool air intensified the glittery feeling under his skin. Lex pulled him along, away from the Beta House, heading in the direction of his dorm. It was a 10-minute walk across the sprawling Metropolis campus, 7 at the rapid pace Lex was striding. The campus was bathed in shadows, separated by overhanging streetlights at intervals on the sidewalks. Riotous laughter and drunken singing serenaded the night sky as groups of students stumbled home from parties or local bars. It was late, and security was patrolling the grounds, flashlights sweeping the paths between buildings and looking like they'd rather be partying too. They cut through the grotto, dodging graffiti-covered park benches, flower beds, and tall trees. A couple was fornicating in the grass along the path, and Clark stared without blushing as he was dragged past. Bare, white, male ass seemed to glow in the dark, rising and falling between the legs of a dark-haired girl. Pelvises slapped audibly, punctuating their grunts and groans. Lex yanked him off the path suddenly and pushed him up against the thick trunk of an oak tree. Clark tore his eyes from the couple, met Lex's inflamed gaze, and dove in for a kiss. He sucked on the tongue that thrust into his mouth, lips moving against lips with bruising force. Exhibitionism turned him on as much as it did Lex. He palmed Lex's ass, pulling him roughly forward. He shifted so Lex was straddling one thigh, and Lex immediately started rocking against his leg. Lex moaned in the back of his throat. "You like that?" Clark asked huskily, scraping his teeth against Lex's lower lip as he broke the kiss. Lex's rigid cock rubbed against Clark's leg through denim and cotton, providing pressure and friction where it was desired. "Yes," Lex growled in answer. He clutched Clark's forearms and thrust against him. Intoxication painted Lex's cheeks and head with rose splotches. A short distance away, the girl on the grass yelled her pleasure. Lex thrust harder. "Ride me, Lex." Clark's gravelly tone scraped out the order. "Ride me hard and I'll ride you bareback when we get to the dorm." "Fuck." Lex's fingers dug into Clark's arms and he rocked faster. Clark lifted his leg into each thrust, adding the pressure. Lex's head rolled back and to the side as he looked over at the lovers. He watched them unabashedly, falling into rhythm with the boy. Clark knew Lex had taken something at the party in effort to enjoy himself for Clark's benefit. And while drugs were health bad, illegal, and very after-school special, Clark couldn't deny that he liked the effects. Lex was like liquid sex in his arms, hips rolling against Clark's leg in quasi-public, taking pleasure in voyeurism, not thinking twice about sullying the Luther name by his behavior. Then again, it was Friday after midnight on a college campus, and people were lucky to remember their own names, let alone Lex's, and a business mogul wasn't that big of tabloid fodder. Lowering his head, Clark nibbled the side of Lex's neck. He tasted like smoke and sweat, and Clark wasted no time in sucking a bruise at the base of his throat. Lex moaned again, tilting his head further to give Clark better access. The lovers on the ground cried out in orgasm. Lex's pace became erratic. Clark dragged his mouth along Lex's skin to his ear and whispered a promise. "Next time we'll fuck like them in the open while someone else watches." "Clark!" Lex choked brokenly and bucked against Clark's thigh. He stilled abruptly and came with a body-racking shudder. Clark's groin tightened as Lex's face twisted in orgasm. He slid his hands upwards, pulling Lex closer, and stole Lex's breath with a fevered kiss. Lex leaned into him, hands dropping to Clark's waist. A bright beam of light penetrated Clark's closed eyelids. "Hey, you two, that's enough. Get back to your dorm." He broke the kiss, opened his eyes, and saw one of the campus security guards. The other lovers were gone. Clark smiled beatifically. "Yes, sir." The security guard scowled and moved on. Clark exchanged a grin with Lex, and the two rushed off to the dorm. They passed the lovers on the way, and Clark called out, "Thanks for the free show!" Laughing, Clark and Lex stumbled up the stairs of Clark's dorm 5 minutes later. Clark's room was on the second floor, across from the common bathroom. Lex stopped at the drinking fountain as Clark wrangled with the key in the lock. There was a room party further down the hall, the heavy music shaking the doors along the floor. "Yo, Kent!" Clark turned at the call and saw a dormmate with 3 cases of beer stacked in his arms at the party end of the hall. "Come join the party. It's too early for bed." "It's not too early for bed," Clark called back. He latched onto Lex when he came within reach. "Not when there's sex involved." Clark opened the door, yanked Lex into the room, and closed the door again to catcalls and laughter. He locked the door, tossed the keys on the dresser, and pulled Lex into a kiss. Orange-gold light spilled into the room from the streetlight outside the open window. Shoes came off at the edge of the gray area rug on the tile floor. Clark walked Lex backwards, past the wardrobe closet, dresser, and desk to his twin bed. He ended the kiss and spared a glance at the matching furnishings on the opposite side of the room, checking for his roommate, although he wasn't sure he'd stop if they had an audience. Maybe he actually was drunk and just hadn't realized it. Lex pulled Clark's t-shirt from the waistband of his jeans, reminding him that sex was more important than roommates or deducing intoxication. Clark worked the buttons on Lex's shimmering lavender shirt. The shirts landed on the floor before their mouths met again. Long, calloused fingers smoothed over and petted Clark's chest and back with familiarity. Clark's large hands stroked the soft skin layering over hard muscle, relishing in Lex's normally hidden strength. He scratched his blunt nails down Lex's belly, following it as it went concave and Lex sucked in a sharp breath. He tugged at the sparse red-gold hairs trailing from Lex's navel down below the belt line of his trousers. Clark broke the kiss and tugged at Lex's pants. "Off! Off, off!" "You too," Lex said, fumbling immediately with his belt. Clark stepped back and rid himself of his jeans and socks. He tumbled Lex onto the unmade twin bed before he finished undressing, and while Lex laughed, pulled off the black socks and tossed them over a shoulder. They wiggled and adjusted until Lex lay beneath Clark, a content smile curving his kiss-stung lips and a hazy look of affection in his eyes. The streetlight coming through the open window painted Lex's body in gold. "So damn sexy," Clark murmured, dipping his head and capturing Lex's lips in another kiss. Urgency faded, languid desire replacing the previously frenzied need. Perched on his hands and knees above Lex, Clark lazily stroked and tasted the inner contours of Lex's mouth. His lips slid back and forth across Lex's, slowly rousing his ardor. Lex's hands tangled in Clark's hair, twining the thick strands into knots. Shifting his weight, Clark moved his hand and wrapped it around Lex's burgeoning erection. He began a steady stroke, eliciting a soft moan from Lex until the flesh in his fist was hard and heavy. Clark disentangled Lex's hands from his hair and knelt up. Straddling Lex's hips, Clark reached beneath the pillow for the lube he'd shoved there earlier in the day and liberally coated Lex's turgid length. He used the extra gel-like substance to slick his hole, earning a stuttered inhale of breath from Lex as he watched. Clark tossed the tube aside, wiped his hands on the sheets, and reached for Lex's cock. He sank down with a pleased hiss, Lex's cock filling him in a way nothing else could. Seated on Lex's lap, he spared a brief thought for the poor heterosexuals who were missing out on this, but then thoughts disintegrated as he began to move. Lex stroked Clark's thighs as the muscles bunched. Clark rode him as promised, rolling his hips, rocking up and back onto Lex's thick shaft. His hands danced over Lex's flat stomach and carted through the tight red pubic curls at the base of Lex's cock. The musky smell of sex filled the room. There were voices in the hall, outside the locked door. The music from the party a few rooms away seeped beneath the door, a low, heady beat of aural carnality. Clark breathed heavily and through his mouth, his chin resting against his chest as he watched Lex watching him with passion-slated eyes. He could feel every vein and ridge of the cock in his ass as Lex breached him again and again in a long, slow fuck. Clark wrapped his fingers around his shaft and began stroking when the pressure in his balls became too much. The skin slid with his hand, velvet over steel, the spongy tip wet at the top. Lex's attention drifted downward, focusing on Clark's groin. He licked his lips, breathing pattern changing as he watched Clark jag off. He started to thrust his hips, pelvis slapping Clark's ass as Clark rode him. Clark rose and fell in a steady pace, pleasure washing slowly over him in lapping waves. Familiar, welcome hands settled on his hip bones, urging him on with gentle pressure. He lost himself in the rhythm and feel of languorous sex. Lex came first, with a breathy curse and a shudder. Clark wasn't too far behind, showering Lex's gold-lit chest with spunk. Neither moved afterward, soaking in the release. In the background, the torpid music faded, quietness descending like a blanket over the night. Head lolling, Clark finger-painted designs with his cum, a post-orgasmic lassitude settling in his bones. Lex's eyes had fallen shut, and he was on the verge of sleep already. With a content sigh, Clark climbed off Lex and used his discarded t-shirt on himself and Lex. He dropped it to the floor, curled into bed beside Lex, and pulled the top sheet over them. He closed his eyes and followed the whisper of Lex's voice leading him into dreams.